This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're really excited about today's show, a performance by John Doe. As the co-founder of the LA-based band X, John Doe was one of the leading voices and songwriters of punk rock in the 70s and 80s. As our rock critic Ken Tucker has said, quote, when John Doe started the band X in the 70s, his voice always stood out for its tunefulness, a high, lonesome tenor that could sing country and pop, as well as the harsher punk rock he and his then-wife Xine were producing, unquote. Now John Doe sings country music classics by Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Roger Miller, and others, along with a few originals, on his new CD, Country Club. Backing him up on the CD is the Canadian-based band, The Sadies. Two of The Sadies are here to play with John Doe, guitarist Travis Good and bass player Sean Dean. Well, welcome to Fresh Air. It's so great to have you here. I'd like to start with asking you to play a song, and I have a request, a song from the new CD, Now and Then There's a Fool Such as I. And do you want to say a few words about the song, John, before we hear it?
I heard it as a kid, for sure. And then somewhere in my mind, there was a version, that was Hank Snow's version. Somewhere in my mind, Bob Dylan did a slower version of it. And I tried to find it, and all he did was the Elvis version, which is sort of rock and roll-y, not good. And someday I'll find the Bob Dylan version of The Fool Such as I.
Unless you invented it and that version doesn't
really
exist.
I think maybe I did. Maybe I just blended the two or something. I don't know.
Well, let's hear your version.
Okay.
Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me, should I cry? When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I. Now and then, there's a fool such as I am. Over you, you taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you dear until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
That sounds great. Thank you for doing that. And that's John Doe singing and playing guitar, Travis Good on lead guitar, Sean Dean on bass, and it's a song on the new album by John Doe and the Sadies called Country Club. John, how did you decide to do a country album?
Well, for the last 20 years maybe, people would say, oh, you should do a country record, and it always seemed like a snooze to me.
Because?
Because of my voice. It's a pleasant voice, not really crazy. You can't identify it like Janis Joplin or Bob Dylan or something. It's not this signature Macy Gray, like, wow, that's a crazy voice. Or even, you know, modern Nico Case or something. So with that and a Nashville sort of smooth backing, it's like... So And the Sadies and I played together a festival in Canada, and I was like, this is what it should be.
Okay, here's my take on you singing country.
Yeah.
A lot of country is a kind of weepy singing because some of the songs are so sad about, like, you know, tragic love, being an alcoholic, like all the horrible things that can happen to you. And I don't think you do weepy, but you have this kind of like desolate sound when you're singing some of these songs that really works.
Inside I'm weeping.
No, I love A Fool Such As I, and I sometimes think when I hear it, how different would the song be if it was A Fool Just Like Me? It just doesn't quite work the same.
Well, that's the beauty of country music, is it has this weird colloquial but sort of statesman prosaic. Like, I was thinking about, we do this song live, There Stands the Glass.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got to do a few bars of it. I was going to ask you to do it, but I figured, well,
okay,
I don't necessarily know it.
All right.
This
but
is,
anyway,
yeah.
It's like, There Stands the Glass. It's like, that's a really weird sentence. It makes total sense, but it's like, aloft, the glass is before me.
Oh,
drinketh
so
me
right.
down the glass of beer.
Oh, okay. Do a few bars.
Okay. There stands the glass that'll ease all my pain, that'll settle my brain. It's my first one today. There stands the glass that'll hide all my fears, that'll drown all my tears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are alright. I'm wondering, do you think of me in my misery? There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim, till all my troubles grow dim. It's my first one today.
It's amazing about how a song about such misery can make me so happy.
Well,
loved hearing you. That was a great performance. I love what you did with the there. I mean, that's really so big. It was so great.
Well, Webb Pierce did a great version. I used to do it in higher key.
Right.
But I have right. Had to accept that. And then Ted Hawkins did a great
version. Oh, I know
that
version, too. It's a
where
great
he would go like,
version.
And it would be like a five-minute there.
Yeah, he was just like homeless singer in California someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so when did you start listening to country music and liking it? I mean, did you ever just like write it off as something that you weren't about?
No, because I'm a white man. And white men listen to country music. Over a long period of time, right? Heard country music early on as a kid. Folk music was like for kids back in the 60s and
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all drew a line in like 74 of like everything that was before that we put away. And then sometime in 81, we started getting George Jones records for 50 cents at thrift stores. Right, and then had a long period of idolizing that and feeling as though that was more valid than what we did.
Really?
Sure.
Because why?
Because it has a history, because it's, you know, it's just bigger. It's bigger than rock music. It's bigger than punk rock, for sure. And so it took me a long time to realize that I was just fooling myself, and I wasn't, you know, I had no connection to Johnny Cash or George Jones. I was just this, you know, kid from Maryland and whatever, and I learned how to play music and punk rock and stuff like that. And then eventually got sick of it, sick of country music. You can't listen to the same songs over and over and over. And then just recently felt like, well, this is different. This is more like a Bakersfield sound, which is harder, and these guys do know bluegrass really well, and so has a good combination.
My guests are John Doe, Travis Good of the band The Sadies, and bass player Sean Dean. And there's a new album by John Doe and The Sadies, which is called Country Club, and it's an album of classic country songs and a few originals as well. And, of course, John Doe was one of the founders of the classic punk band X. So let's do another song. By let's, I mean you. Do yes. another song.
You can join in.
No, thank you. Okay. From the new CD, and I have another request, and this is Stop the World and Let Me Off, which is the song that leads off the CD. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say a couple of words about why you chose it?
Actually, James Infelt, who's a singer in Los Angeles, has done this song for years. And I would see him do it once in a while. There's a festival called the Hootenanny. Saw him do it there, and it's just such a great song. So let's get the tempo here. One, two, three, four. Stop the world and let me on. I'm tired of going round and round. I played the game of love and lost. Shatter, don't you see? You no longer care for me. I miss the wonder of your kiss. How could you leave me here like this? Stop the world and let me on. I'm tired of going round and round. I played the game of love and lost. So stop the world and let me off. Stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I played the game of love and lost. Oh, stop the world and let me off.
That's great. That's Stop the World from the new CD by John Doe and the Sadies. And they're here performing live in the studio. We have John Doe on vocals and guitar, Travis Good on lead guitar, and Sean Dean on bass. And their new CD, Country Club, is an album of country classics and originals. And I'm really grateful that they're here performing live for us today. John, have you met any of the great country songwriters, either ones whose work you do on the CD? I know some of them are dead, but not all of them. Or other great ones over the years?
Yeah, I met several singers. I met Johnny Cash at the first Farm Aid, and I've met Merle Haggard a few times. He's such a nut.
Really?
Yeah. He just goes off on these tangents, and he just, you know, holds forth, and he's really good about it. You know, he's nice about it. There's a little bit of the, like, you know, jailhouse, like, I'm going to tell you a story and you're going to listen.
Well, he's spending enough time in jail to justify
that.
Well,
a little bit, you know. And there's plenty, of course, that you wish you would have met. I wish you would have met Roger Miller.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought him up, because you do a Roger Miller song I really love on the CD, Husbands and Wives. And I'll confess, it took me a long time to come around to Roger Miller. I'd always meet songwriters who admired Roger Miller, and all I knew were hits from the 60s that I really hated, like King of the Road, Dang Me, and England Swing Like a Pendulum Do. And I thought, what exactly do you like? You know? But it turns out he's really a great songwriter.
Well,
there's some great ballads.
It was hard to find a song that we felt we could pull across, because a lot of them are really sort of jokey, and it was sort of a great melody on all of them and great wordplay. But I think because it was kind of common knowledge they were all taking amphetamines to beat the band. And so,
was that right?
Oh, I think so. I don't think I'm blowing anybody's cover. I mean, Waylon Jennings talks about it all the time in his book. Anyway, that's sort of, I think, where some of it came from. That's where the jokey, like, I'm really not taking this seriously, you know. But the one thing about country music, to go back to another question,
yeah,
about why I wouldn't, people would say, you have such a great voice, you should do this sort of record. And I thought, well, if I do that and has the smooth Nashville background, it's going to be exactly what people hate about country music, which is too soft and too weepy and too, you know, all these negative things about country, whereas with the Sadies, it's really rough. Not up, you know, like rough and tumble, you know. It's got a serious edge, and even as much as we tried to smooth it out, you can't smooth that. You can't smooth these guys out. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Well, I want you to do Husbands and Wives, the Roger Miller song that you do on the new CD. And, I mean, he does have some great ballads, including More and More, I Miss You Less and Less.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose this one? You said you were looking for a ballad, didn't want to do one of the jokey songs.
We thought about doing Engine Number 9. But that also has this sort of funny thing. I was hoping I could sing Baltimore and, you know, and bring back the hometown. but I think just of people splitting up, you know, or the other people that you admire who stay together, you know, and it's just a beautiful song.
It is. Why don't you do it for us?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Two lonely hearts broken, looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride's the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman. Some can, some can't, and some can. Two lonely hearts broken, looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride's the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman. Some can, some can't, and some can.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with John Doe and two members of the band The Sadies, guitarist Travis Good and bass player Sean Dean. Their new CD, Country Club, features country classics and some originals. John Doe co-founded the great punk band X in the 70s. John, you know, most of the songs you do on the new CD are by other songwriters. Now, you've written so many great songs yourself. And I wonder if you think your style of songwriting is inherently different from the kind of classic country song that you're doing on the new CD.
I would say my songwriting is quite a bit different. It has a lot more to do with like poetry, free verse, free association, and things like that. More and more, though, I think you write, I'm trying to write from an intuitive point of view rather than taking a piece of music and some words and putting them together to make a song. Start with a piece of music and just start singing things and just writing it down and letting it kind of come out rather than constructing it, which is another way of keeping things interesting, keeping the experiment and adventure alive. So,
I think that like a lot of the country songwriters really had a sense of craft.
Oh yeah,
like they knew what would make a hit, they knew how to put a catchphrase in, and how to craft that into like a package that would be really pleasing. And I wonder if in doing country songs, you've thought a lot about the craft of songwriting, and if that's affected your more kind of poetic approach to songwriting.
Hmm. That's one of those tough questions. I can never see a song as something to be constructed in a conscious way. It's all more subconscious and intuitive. And then when you're editing it, then you can take a word out and put another word in and things like that. But, you know, I think country songs have those great song titles that it sort of writes themselves. There was one that somebody said is, what was it? You're a billion light beers away. Or something like that. Writes itself.
So I'm going to ask you to do one of your own songs. Mm-hmm. And you do a song that you co-wrote with Exene on the new CD, It Just Dawned on Me. Do you want to do that one?
Sure.
But talk about it. Talk about the songwriting process for you, and also like the process of co-writing with her. And as our listeners who followed your career know,
right,
that you used to be married. You've divorced like years ago.
And over 20 years, yeah.
But you're still really close. You still
tour
together in at least two bands,
mm-hmm,
and you still write songs together. Tell us a little bit about your approach to songwriting and your approach to co-writing.
Right. Well, actually, this is sort of a refutes everything that I just said about the way that we write songs, because Exene had an idea about someone who wakes up in the morning and is like, "What? Wait a minute, you were here, and now it just dawned on me that you're gone," which is sort of like, "Duh," one of those revelations that you have, but it was sort of like, "Poof," you just evaporated into thin air, and I was going through a few things, you know, emotionally, someone I was close to was seeing somebody else, and it was all this sort of mixed up stuff. And then I just kind of charted it all out, made a little map, and, you know, luckily there were some chords to go along with it.
Well, why don't you do this?
So this was sort of constructed. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Always there for the last 7 years, sleeping in our bed, resting your pretty little head. But you started sleeping lighter and lighter every night. You were already up making coffee by the dawn's early light, while I was happy dreaming in a happy home. I woke up I was alone. It just dawned on me, you're gone. You're gone. An old flame caught your eye and whispered in your ear, songs of whiskey dreams to spirit you away from here. Your mama and your daddy slept in a soft feather bed. I hope you wind up in the jailhouse with a cement floor for your head. 'Cause I'll be happy dreaming in a happy home. I'll wake up, I'll be alone. It will dawn on me, you're gone. Thank God you're gone.
That's great. Okay. That's John Doe singing and playing guitar, Travis Good on lead guitar. And Travis, that's some really great playing at the risk of saying the obvious. And Sean Dean on bass. Thank you all. And they're performing songs from their new CD. It's by John Doe and the Sadies, and the CD is called Country Club, and it's a mix of classic country songs and some originals, and the song that they just played is an original by John Doe and Exene Cervenka, who used to be they were the founders of X, of the band X. John, before you played that song, you were talking about how your approach to songwriting is usually different from, like, the classic country song approach of, like, craftsmanship, sitting down, trying to write a hit. Do you remember the very first song you ever wrote?
Yes, I do. I don't remember the song itself, but it was called Stable Boy. And I was being, you know... I was having to rake the yard or something for, you know, my parents, and I felt that I was being oppressed, like a little slave.
So is this like a blues song or something?
I don't know what the hell it was. It was just something horrible, and I immediately forgot it after it was done.
Unstable Boy.
Yes, Unstable Boy. That would be a better song. You know what? I can play something that Exene and I wrote that is more free form.
Oh, great, okay.
It was on a previous one of my records, and it's called Darling Underdog, which she wrote.
Green into blue, black into white, me into you, like ultraviolet light. Feed me the songs, forgive me. Disappearing in the fog. Traffic lights forever changing, red to greenish blue. Paperize your secret sight underground with you. Underground with you.
One of the songs on the new CD, Country Club, by John Doe and the Sadies, is written by Travis and his brother Dallas. And it's a song that Travis, your mother, actually duets with John Doe on. And so it's a really nice song. And what I want to do is play it from the CD so that we can hear your mother singing with John. She's got a beautiful voice. Her name is Margaret Good.
Yeah.
And the song is called Before I Wake. So start off, Travis, by telling us a little bit about writing the song. You co-wrote with your brother. Who did which part?
Yeah, we all, the entire band wrote it, you know, together. My brother did the lyrics. We all get together with the music on that one. And, you know, unlike a lot of the classic country songs that are have a direct message, this one's really vague. It's quite... It's up to the listener, really, as much as possible. We often try to do that when we write songs. And, I guess it's not typical country, but it has that feel.
And your mother has a beautiful voice. I looked her up in Wikipedia and didn't find anything, so tell us something about her.
She was actually – my whole family's all play in bands. Everyone in the family are in bands, and she doesn't do it so much anymore, but she was – really the first one in the family to she was a singer on a country show in Canada called the Ronnie Prophet Show, which so she got to back up people like Merle Haggard and Dolly Parton and everybody, and So she's quite a singer, you know, and she's been doing it for a long time. And we've been trying to get her to just do her own record these days, but she's a little shy.
Oh, I hope she does. She's got a great voice. So let's hear this. And this is from the CD by John Doe and the Sadies. So this is John Doe duetting with Margaret Good, who's the mother of two of the Sadies, Travis and Dallas Good.
Won't you pour out some good night sugar? Can't sit still or go home.
It won't be light for hours, so the losing can go on and on and on.
Go follow someone else.
Track from the new CD by John Doe and the Sadies. It's called Before I Wake, and that's John Doe duetting with Margaret Good, who's the mother of Travis and Dallas Good, who are two of the musicians on the CD, the founders of the Sadies. And John, I always love the harmonies that you sing. You've sang with, you know, not only Exene, but a bunch of singers over the years. There's always something unusual about your harmonies. There's always some, I mean, you know, like there's certain kinds of harmonies that, like, you know, those harmony styles. You've heard that, but I always recognize, like, your harmonies. There's something, I don't know what it is. I couldn't describe what's happening harmonically, but I know it's different than the harmonies most people sing. So, what can you say about that?
I would say Exene taught me a lot because Exene didn't have a sort of formal training by playing in bands and listening and mimicking traditional harmony. And then I learned some, and but I would give the band, you know, of Bob Dylan and the band a lot of credit for how I approach harmony. It was sort of mountain music, really ragged, but incredibly right. And they would do things where they would sing half a line and then stop and let the other person finish the line. And they would weave in and out and things like that. And we actually had the good fortune of playing with Garth Hudson in New York because he's pals with the Sadies. Huh. And it was a real dream come true. I saw them three times when I was a, you know, 20-year-old teenager and stuff, and they were true heroes of mine. But, you know, I think you learn how to sing with who you grow up singing with. And I kind of grew up singing with Exene, so I sound better singing with other people.
Now, you also, like, bend the notes a lot, but it doesn't sound like you're copying blues musicians. It's a different kind of bending of the note.
Just swooping in.
Yeah.
You know, I want to commit right away and just actually hit the note. You know? That way you can cover up the...
No, but you have really good pitch, so it's not that.
Sometimes, most of the time. But, yeah, I don't know, just kind of what you come up with. You know, very little of what I've done or what X did or what the Sadies and I do is premeditated. Just kind of, you know, nothing is calculated. It just sort of happens.
John, I think one of your children now is the age more or less that you were when you went to L.A.?
A few years younger, yeah.
Just a couple, like 2 or 3 years
younger?
Yeah. So do you see, like, looking at the world through your daughter's eyes, do you see yourself as a young man differently now? Do you see how old you were then as being younger than you thought now as a father?
Well, I think any time time passes, you see it, the previous time as really naive. And, I mean, even 10 years ago or 5 years ago or people who have lost their jobs now a year ago. I did think I had a lot more answers than I really did, but it's that kind of belief that will allow you to just go forth and, you know, conquer, or, you know, not get, hopefully, you know, thrown in a ditch because you got into a car with somebody that you shouldn't have, or, you know, all those kinds of things. I do believe in providence.
Do you?
Kind of looking after you, yeah.
In a religious way or just in a fate way?
Fate, yeah, and karma, sort of. I believe that, if you have a good outlook and you're going forward and you believe that things are going to be all right and you're, you know, maybe that's Zen, then it's going to be okay. And if you think things are going to go bad, then they will.
I'm going to end by asking you, John, to do a song that I know is not featured on your new CD, but I know you are doing it on the tour that mm-hmm. you're doing now, and it kind of fits mm-hmm. with the tone of the new CD. It's an original called A Little More Time from your solo album, Year in the Wilderness. I listen to this song, and I always figure there's a story behind it, and I can't quite figure out, like, what the story is. So is there a story behind the song, or...?
There's a story behind every song, but yeah, there is.
Would you tell it?
One person was my daughter in the song. Another person is someone I'm very much in love with, and I wasn't able to spend enough time with either one. And once your kids start growing up and time passes, even with a relationship, whether it's your kid or not, you realize that as you do each thing, like what we're doing right now, this is the only time we're going to do that. I was on your show 15 years ago, but I'm never going to be here again. And that's sort of a wonderful and a little bit scary, not really, but it's, you know, got to make sure that you're here to be a part of that. So
fits in with the fate and Zen kind of thing you're talking about.
Yeah, you have to enjoy it while it's going on, because otherwise if you're thinking about the future or the past, then you're not here, so. So anyway.
Would you do the song for us?
Absolutely.
There was a time when the sunshine played in your soft blonde hair, reflected in your golden eyes. You leaned back your head and you laughed about tomorrow. And then it came like a new day, the sun in the sky high beam, water sparkled down the stream. We knew this would all go away, but not today. And when it did, you were better, better than the day you were born. Not quite so perfectly formed. The only wish I had that day, that it would stay just a little more time. Just a little more time with you, with me, with you. Just a little more time with you and me. Down by the stream, in the mountains, I promised you faithfully that I would never leave. If and when I went away, I'd still protect you. And now I'm gone, and the loose ends are strings hanging from my hands, tied to an empty land, stuck on a steering wheel in Nebraska. baby, call me just before you go to bed, before you lay down your head, or if you need an old-fashioned cry, I'm the guy. Just a little more time with you, with me, with you. Just a little more time with you, with me, with you. Just a little more time with you and me. There was a time.
That's a really beautiful song.
Thank you.
Were you on the road when you wrote it?
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, the well is deep. You can always go back there and see what it's like.
Right, right. Yeah. John, just one more question. Like, when you started performing with X and you were in your 20s, and part of, like, this, like, new punk scene in in L.A., were there parts of your past that you weren't comfortable with in terms of like your public persona that you're just like fine with now? Do you know what I mean? Like when people are inventing themselves,
yeah,
that there's usually like the stuff you want to put out there and the stuff you don't want anyone to know.
You know what? That happened just a year and a half ago where I was doing I did an interview with a friend journalist, and we just talked about all sorts of stuff, and I expected him to sort of filter out some of the things we were talking about, which were, you know, about when I grew up in Baltimore and stuff like that. And he kind of did this really long piece, and it was fully like, and I was like, ah. And then it was like, and it used my given last
birth name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dukac, which is hard to pronounce, and it's Czech and stuff like that. I don't care about it now, but it was like, meet John Dukac. And it was like, I was so outed. And then at soundcheck, there were like guys that I hadn't seen in 20, 30 years. And I was like, I don't know if I necessarily want to see you from seventh grade. You know, sort of like the Facebook that was a daily giveaway, you know, a weekly giveaway paper. I think everybody in the punk rock world drew a line and said, this is now, and that was then. And then you can, pretty quickly, we started going back to pull from blues songs and pull from country songs and pull from old rock and roll songs. But I think everybody's a little weird about who they were when they were in sixth and seventh grade.
Well, it has just been great to have you all here. I'm so grateful to you for performing for us. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
It's an honor, you know.
John Doe and the Sadies have a new CD called Country Club. Two of the Sadies backed up John Doe today, guitarist Travis Good and bass player Sean Dean. Their performance was recorded by Audrey Bentham and Joyce Lieberman. It was produced by Amy Sallet and edited by Jonathan Minhivar. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross. Here's another track from John Doe's new CD, Country Club.
At my door, the leaves are falling. The cold, wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together. And I still miss someone. I go out on a party and look for a little fun. But I find a darkened corner, 'cause I'm